For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Back here on 96.5, The Fan, Dusty Leggins, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, our executive producer. Happy Monday. We are cruising right along. We'll do 4 hours for each day. Everybody else will do one. Fern's pregame show starts at 11, and then I believe his second pregame show will probably start at like 4.
Yeah.
It should start at 4.
Well, hopefully the games are quick.
Because it's you have a 12-10 game and a 5:40 game in Cleveland. We will dive into the Royals in a little bit here. As the breaking news today, the Kansas City Chiefs have added a wide receiver. That wide receiver's name is Juju Smith-Schuster.
There you go.
So now you get to go to Twitter and see all the tweets that say, old friend alert.
Oh, yeah.
As we always talk about cliches.
Yeah.
But let's...
Has he posted a TikTok yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Again, there are obviously merited questions for a lot of people on the text line, on Twitter, on Instagram, messages, whatever it may be. What does this mean? And we'll talk a little bit more about it. We'll dive into the Royals. They have a really big series, and we still have our Sunday countdown that we'll get to. So a loaded, loaded 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. But Mac, our executive producer, brings up a question. And the first question is obviously for the 913-586-7965. What was the first thing you thought of when you saw the Juju Smith-Schuster news? Bob Fesco, why don't we start with you?
What, the first thing I thought of?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Mac, what's the first thing you thought of?
Yeah, it was very positive. It was a very positive thought. It was great. This is another guy who's over 5'10" and over 180 pounds who can run around and knows Mahomes. I was like, sweet. This is awesome. Great wide receiver five. I'm probably a little overexcited. I just really like Juju.
It's a nice addition for this organization. Like, yeah. It's not a will they now win the Super Bowl because of it type of move. No, but does it make the quarterback's life easier? Yeah, probably does.
Does that add some insurance to a wide receiver room that maybe needed some?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it just kind of ties it all together. It's a very fine move. That's about it.
Yeah. And not every move needs to be a jaw-dropping blockbuster marquee ad.
No, not at all. I mean, it's okay just to say we just upgraded the position group.
I don't know if this is a new one, but it says Juju's back, and there's a TikTok of him dancing with the number 9 jersey. That might be
that
old.
That may be new.
Might be old. He can't be number 9, can he?
Why?
What number is Zammit?
Is he making the...
I don't know that he's long for this
one. Is he making it? We haven't talked about him in a minute, I guess. I don't know if he's making it.
He's practice squad material.
I think so, but I think you're right. I think he is 9.
I thought he was.
No, I think you're right.
Somebody says, sounds like Hollywood goes to IR return for first 4 weeks. That was their first thought.
It has nothing to do with that at all. It literally has nothing to do with anything other than they had an opportunity to make the position better and give themselves a veteran rotational player. That's it. Again, I think we're just way over analyzing why he's here. He's here because he makes you better.
The 816 and I have a very common thought. Sky and Tony are gone. That was my first thought. That's from the text line.
Sure. Well, yeah, that could be a thought. I think Tony's definitely gone. I don't know about Sky. I'm not willing to say he's gone quite yet.
From the 816, another first thought, Hollywood and Worthy now have protection. From the 913, Juju's like the dude's rug. He ties the room together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mac does get that reference.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. The Big Lebowski.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, of course.
No, that's,
I'm the
mean,
dude,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, man, it's like a beverage, man.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Bye bye, LRZ from the 816 was their first thought. For the 816, the wheels of justice grind slowly.
They do. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean,
especially if you're famous.
Especially, I mean, think about it. It's like 9 months after the incident happened in Dallas that the court date's going to take place.
Let's also go around the room here. We'll start with Max since he's the football guru. What do your numbers look like for a guy named Juju Smith-Schuster? Because I think we can all agree he's probably like wide receiver 5 on this roster.
Yeah, I think so. At best, 4.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got Worthy, you got Hollywood Brown, you've got Rashee Rice, you've got Watson, or
Watson,
you have
yes,
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
So what do you think is a year of Juju Smith-Schuster on this year's roster for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, you brought up that 350 number earlier. That's kind of something that I'm sticking in. 300 to 400 yards. When I think about it, I'm just thinking about catches. The yards are great. I'm like, the catches are going to be what's important for Juju, right? Because I feel like every catch that he has, it's going to be, the offense has had 2 3 and outs in a row. It's second and 8. We're not looking good. Pacheco can't get the run game going. Oh, it's 3rd and 5. It's the fourth quarter. And now here comes Juju. So that's what I think about. Okay, how many catches? So I'm thinking around 30 catches, and I think 20 of them are pretty big.
Yeah, like that I think 30 catches, 2 a game.
Yeah, around 2 a game. Yeah.
You know, big third down play or it's a 2nd and long or something, and you know, he's scrambling and nobody can get open, and then there's kind of Juju sitting there very much like Sammy Watkins. Like, it's just a veteran presence for you to have in this situation. And if you could give me 2 catches a game, and by the time the season's all said and done, you're pushing 400 yards and 5 touchdowns, that's a good season. That's a really good season. You know, you'll take that every single day of the week.
You look at numbers last year, I mean, Sky Moore had 244 yards receiving last year.
How many?
244. Justin Watson.
Watson! Yes!
Gets 460. Marquez Valdez-Scantling had 315. So somewhere between...
That's about your 4th wide receiver.
Yeah. Somewhere between Watson and MVS.
Watson! Yes!
I don't think he gets to 460, but I think he does a little bit around the 315. Give me 350 for, I mean, MVS had 21 catches, Watson had 27, and Sky Moore had 21. So give me 27 to 30 catches for 335, 350 yards, couple of big first downs, 2 to 3 touchdowns in the red zone as a big-bodied receiver.
Woo.
I'm good.
Yep.
How you doing?
It's great.
That's Samari. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You know, like that's the type of Juju we want.
Right.
I don't need anything other than that from Juju Smith-Schuster, because I would assume that Hollywood Brown could get you somewhere to 780 to 900. Mm-hmm. I think Worthy can get you anywhere from 500 to 650. Mm-hmm. I think Travis Kelce gets you in the 900 range. Outside of that, 400 to 350 to 330, I ain't done. I don't know. That's just my expectation.
We have spent more time talking about Juju Smith-Schuster than what Juju Smith-Schuster is truly going to contribute to the team this year, right? Like, he's going to be a very marginal rotational player for this team. But everybody thinks there's a conspiracy. I'm telling you right now, there's no conspiracies. Nobody's getting suspended. Nobody's hurt for longer than it is. Mm-hmm. You made your position group better. Just like when the Royals went out and added to their bullpen, right? Or they got Ursay. Why are we getting this guy? Well, it makes your bullpen better. Why are we getting Juju Smith-Schuster? League minimum makes your wide receiver group better. That's it. Somebody's, I know that's not like the sexy answer, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's
but that's
one,
that's the reality of it.
Some other options or some other breaking news. This is more of the Royals. The Royals have recalled Daniel Lynch and sent Angel Zerpa to AAA.
Oh, no.
So Juju Smith-Schuster
back.
What
did they do with Will Smith?
He's now a team coach.
No. a bullpen catcher.
Right. Somebody says on the text line from the 816, Dusty, make the call right now. Your future depends on it. Whose roster spot does Juju take? Kadarius Toney's.
Yes.
If my future depends on it, like, if I'm not here tomorrow, I'm saying Kadarius Toney is gone.
So do we keep the real question is 7 or 6 wide receivers?
7.
Okay, so you think it's Remigio or Sky?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And you want to go with somebody that you know who they are or somebody that has a little bit more upside? Up to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Fesco, Dusty, Mac, 96.5 The Van, your home for Kansas City sports. We come back, we do need to talk about the Royals. Plus, we'll get back into our Sunday countdown, and we'll give you more information that keeps coming in on Juju Smith-Schuster. You're listening to 96.5 The Van, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5 The Van.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, the FM side of things, as we continue to roll on with a new day in this world. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MIQ technology. It's the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. We will dive back into what was the big news of the day with Juju Smith-Schuster coming back home to the Chiefs Kingdom. But before we do that, we also want to tell you that we will get into our Sunday countdown as we're 1 week away from Kansas City Chiefs football. Somebody had asked me the other day, Bob, maybe you can be better answer to this. I think I know your answer. It's going to say hope for a blowout. But my buddy Zach texted me this morning and said, how do you watch football on Sunday night that starts at 7:30 and get up at 5 a.m. for the show? I said, one, we get up at 4. Two, you take a nap on Sunday afternoon during that 3 o'clock window from 3 to 5, and then you wake up and watch the end of all the 3 o'clock games. I assume you have a strategy on what I should do for Sunday night football league.
You just watch it. Okay. You lose sleep and your whole week's screwed. I mean, being honest, I mean, it is. Your whole week is just.
Oh.
You never catch up.
I didn't know what that sound effect was.
Yeah. Your whole week is just done.
Oh.
That's why I don't watch many late night games. Unless it's the Chiefs.
Yeah. Just give me 5 hours of sleep. We'll be all right. I got a lot of sleep last night. I got like 6.5 hours. Felt great.
Oh, I need 8, so.
Mm.
I got 7. It was great.
Nice.
It was awesome.
I had a full stomach Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, baby. Brioche.
did they bring like a piece of pie over to the table and sing happy birthday?
No, the Oreo shake, bro.
Oreo shake? Across the restaurant, there was this guy who was his birthday or this girl, and the server was like, it's his birthday. And then did the whole thing. I was like, Mom, we're not doing that.
Which Applebee's did you go to?
This is off Metcalf.
Yeah, the one down there. It's a good spot. Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, we're not doing that. So, yeah. Luckily, we kept it low-key.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse, right in your wheelhouse.
Your mother literally said, where do you want to go for your birthday? And you said, Applebee's.
Applebee's, please. Eating good in the neighborhood, baby.
That's all okay. Right. Maybe he was on that Pat McAfee diet.
Maybe. Some chicken crispers or something.
Dude, I will say this back in the day, and I know we're getting off to a tangent, but Applebee's used to have the best combo in the world. It was a riblet chicken finger basket with their honey mustard sauce and well-seasoned fries when everybody ate good in the neighborhood. But speaking of the neighborhood.
Remember when there was like always a waited Applebee's, too?
Of course, smoking or non or first
yeah, yeah. Smoking non first available or the bar.
Did it matter?
Table's still sticky.
Janet, who's firing up her dart across the restaurant, I can still smell it over here in the non smoking section. Royals made a move. They brought up Alec Marsh and Daniel Lynch. You are able to expand your rosters during a doubleheader. Yeah. The one guy that goes down is Angel Zerpa.
Thank you. They brought him. Who do they replace him with on
Daniel
the road?
Lynch.
Okay.
So you get
IV. Lynch IV. Yeah,
you get a lefty in the rotation in the bullpen.
He wasn't exactly that good, though, when they sent him down.
But I think we're all tired of seeing Angel Zerpa.
Yeah,
I
think you're right about
we're
that.
We're at the point, Bob, where it's like, do you want to see Zerpa or anybody else?
No, I'm good with it. You're trying, right? Yes. Like, staying pat is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Well, now they're not doing that anymore. They're moving on from Angel Zerpa, and we're moving towards Lynch IV. And so hopefully Lynch IV is better than the first edition of Lynch when he was up here earlier this season. Their lineup has Massey leading off today, then Witt, then Pasquantino, Perez, Melendez, Fermin, Garcia, Isbell, Gentry getting that start out in right field today. So good for him getting that that major league first start out of the way in Cleveland. And then, of course, Cole Reagan's on the bump, as they like to say, 12 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern gets your baseball start about an hour and a half at 11. So it's exciting that you get the opportunity to have this doubleheader against Cleveland today, because over the weekend, you lost 2 out of 3 to Philly, but nothing's changed. This is a team that can still win this division, and I very much believe is going to win this division. You've got 4 games against Cleveland, and they have a 3-game lead. Go take care of business.
I think that's interesting that you say that, because 4 games, doubleheader, you're the favorite in the first 2 games against Cleveland. Like, you are literally, according to Vegas, DraftKings, I haven't looked at FanDuel yet, we can do that, but according to DraftKings, first game you're -108, second game you're -122.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't understand gambling, That means you're the favorite. That's huge. This is another one of those things where in this year so far, in the six games you played against Cleveland, I believe they're 4-2. So they have a winning record against Cleveland.
Yeah, they play good against Cleveland.
They play good on the road against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is walk Jose Ramirez every time he comes up to the plate.
Yep.
And pitch to everybody else. The other thing, in all seriousness, is
I'm serious about that. Why would you pitch to Jose Ramirez?
Not if you're
Why would you pitch
jersey.
To Judge? Why would you pitch to Witt? Like, there are certain players that you just don't pitch to, and Jose Ramirez is one of that guy.
Yeah, don't like that guy whatsoever. Probably a good dude. Just don't like him when he plays the Royals. And
hell, I take his bat right now. That
of course. Yeah. Like, put him right behind Salvi.
Yeah.
For sure. But no, this
Could
is
you imagine left side of that infield?
No. It'd be insane. That's why this series, obviously, each one they play is huge. And I had asked, you know, if you can go 500, 10-10 in these next 20 games where you'll play Philadelphia, Cleveland, Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota, New York. Tough stretch. You play at Houston, at Cleveland, at New York, you get Cleveland and Minnesota at home. Again, only 12 games left at Kauffman Stadium. So
yeah, yesterday was game number 69.
Oh, nice. Nice. And of course, you and the lady were there.
That's right, we were.
She had tacos and you had a sausage.
I did.
Interesting.
Yep.
And the thing that's great about it is that when you look at this series, this is a four-game series with a doubleheader with the advantage swinging towards the Royals' momentum. You okay? Okay.
No.
Anyways, and when you look at Reagan's going to the mound today, it's big because I saw this text earlier and it was like same wavelength with the texter. Cole Reagan's can go out there today and absolutely shove and go seven innings, strike out nine, give up three hits, maybe give up one run, and the Royals can win the first game. And we know this, and it almost sounds like a John Madden quote, and too bad we don't have Frank Caliendo this week, but when you win the first game of a doubleheader, it is a massive advantage to the second game.
Because
then if you win the second game, Bob, we're at house money, we've split the series. Then it's like, okay, in the next 2 days, go win one. And that is massive. And if you can go into Cleveland and win 3 out of 4, you would then be tied for the lead with Minnesota having to take care of their business against Atlanta. And we're doing everything that we've been doing. We're going to look at scoreboard watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's where we are at this point of the season. We are scoreboard watching, but if we don't take care of our own business, then there's no reason to scoreboard watch. But I mean, this late in the year, we're worried about what the Twins are doing. That's incredible, right? Like, it's incredible that we care about what the Minnesota Twins are doing, you know, 10 days before the Chiefs kick off their run for a three-peat. And so this is a big day today, one of the biggest days that the Royals have had on their schedule in quite some time, probably in almost a decade, right? Mm-hmm. So you have an opportunity to go take care of business, win your games. As long as you take care of your business and win your games, everything will take care of itself, and this team will win the division. But you got to go out there in Cleveland and win these games. Cleveland is playing an uninspired brand of baseball right now. They're not playing good. And so you have an opportunity to go take care of business against a team that's kind of floundering around and doing their thing. You go ahead and do it. Don't let these games get away.
Right. Somebody is quick to remind me, 3 out of 4, you still be one game back. I apologize.
Yeah.
3 games out. 2-game advantage, 1 game back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Monday morning math. And I got it again. 3 out of 4, they'd still be 1 game back. Thank you. So 3 out of 4, 1 game back. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Then go sweep the damn Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
The hell with it.
Yeah.
Set the world on fire. What can you do with a little kerosene in a match? Make a pretty big,
I don't know. Ask
sign.
Will Smith.
Well, you know. But
what did Vern say? He's like the guy mopping the floor that falls over the bucket?
Also, breaking news out of the Chiefs camp, according to Tom Pelissero, the Chiefs have waived quarterback Ian Book.
No,
source.
I mean, really?
They closed the book.
Who?
Ian Book.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Yeah.
Never heard of him.
How many cliches can that? That chapter has ended in Kansas City.
This book is complete.
On to the next chapter for Ian Book. Didn't work out. No, let's dive into the Sunday countdown as we finish our Royals discussion as they go to play Cleveland for 4. First game at 12:10. Vern's pregame show at 11. Second game 5:40. Vern's pregame show at 4. Sunday countdown, we're a week away, or we're 10 days away from the very first Chiefs football game, which will be Thursday, September 5th against Baltimore in Kansas City, 7:20 kick.
Woo!
We'll get those wonderful takes from those wonderful pregame on-the-field people. Top player that is the most important to this year's Super Bowl run, and they cannot be named Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, or Chris Jones.
Chris Jones.
So, yeah, we already had that text earlier. Somebody's like, Jones, no question. Said, again, most important player to this year's Super Bowl run, not named Mahomes, Kelce, or Jones. Mac, take the floor.
Give me Furious George, the guy right next to Chris Jones. This is the guy who, you know, we talk about him on this show, but it feels like everywhere else, national media, they don't even know who this guy is. Hey, he was a first-round pick 2 years ago, and he's lived up to it. 10.5 sacks last season. I think he can outdo that number this year, get into that teens range. He's never going to be facing a double team. And yeah, you got McDuffie out there. You got some good corners, got some good safeties, but you need the pass rush in order for the secondary to do what they need to do. And if he keeps winning against single coverage like he'll face this season because Jones will be getting doubled, man, the sky is the limit for Furious George. And so is it for this defense as well. I think less people will be talking about the absence of Snead because Karlaftis continues that progression. Another great year for Furious George.
What do you do? 7.5, 10.5. So now he's up for.
Let's go 13.5.
Ooh, I'd take that.
Yeah.
Take 13.5 sacks. You're talking about defensive player of the year category.
Okay.
No.
TJ is going to have probably 20 by week 10.
Yes.
And three forced fumbles and a score probably by at least week 13.
We'll see if Pittsburgh is going to be any good this year.
They got your boy at head coach, though.
No, they won't be fine.
TJ Watt's good. Yeah.
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 Would you trade?
But isn't that a terrible conversation, though, to go into the season just already conceding it to T.J. Watt? Like George doesn't stand a chance. And that's where it's been all along with George Karlaftis. Nobody knows this guy exists outside of Kansas City.
Good. Keep it that way. Fly under the radar.
But we're like pushing Bobby Witt for MVP and all. Like, George Karlaftis needs to get a credit nationally. Like, the guy's a legit football player. But here in Kansas City, he just does his thing and nobody notices him.
Yeah, I mean, it could, you know, we'll see what happens. Bob, what say you for the most important player not named Mahomes, Kelsey, or Jones?
Jones. Oh, Harrison Butker is my answer.
Okay.
He's a reliable kicker, reliable as they come, probably a top 10 kicker all time, maybe top five all time in the NFL.
For sure.
You start to take a guy like that for granted, and if you don't have a guy like Harrison Butker, I don't know, maybe we have two less Super Bowl championships. I mean, maybe we don't beat Buffalo. Maybe we don't beat, Philadelphia. Cincinnati. Maybe we don't beat Cincinnati. Like, all these games, Harrison Butker comes up big, and so for me, he's the most valuable guy outside of those three.
I'm going to go with Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie, it's time. It's time for you to be one of the guys that reps the C on your jersey, that when it comes to this team and you talk about team captains, it's Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Trent McDuffie. We lose L'Jarius Sneed to this roster over the offseason. Lockdown corner, very powerful position in today's football world because of wide receiver ones. Last year, one of the biggest reasons why they won so many games early and why so many, you know, people would have said this team was successful, and the reason that Karlaftis and Chris Jones can be effective is because of the shadowing and the coverage that Trent McDuffie can provide. The other one that's really important is that it's time for him to be one of these leaders on this team. I mentioned the captains of this roster. It's time for that to happen. It's year three, the NFL. You grow quickly. You mature fast. You're already a veteran. You've played in back-to-back seasons where you've won back-to-back rings. You're going for a three-peat. Now you can be that guy on this roster where it's when teams and people talk about you on a national level, it's, yeah, they have the three that we mentioned that you can't say are important to this roster moving forward for a three-peat, but now they're using names like what Max says, a Karlaftis, what Bob says, a Harrison Butker, and what I'm saying, a Trent McDuffie, who's ranked as the sixth best corner by a lot of people, and there's some, whatever you want to call it. I don't care about rankings. I know what he can do. I know what he's about. You add another year of experience to his level, and I think he's one of those players that when the situation gets bigger, his talent shows that much more. And Trent McDuffie being a lockdown corner, playing that role of L'Jarius Sneed. Now, maybe they only have him. Maybe Spags keeps him as the slot receiver, cover, cornerback, whatever he may be. Plus, the other thing, too, about Trent McDuffie is let's see some more of those blitzes. Let's see more of those explosions in the backfield where it's like, who did that? Because when he did that in the Germany game against Tyreek Hill, that was the game-winning play, whether you believe it or not.
Right, yeah, it was.
That set the tone. He can be that guy. So, I mean, I really look at one of the most important players to this roster is a Trent McDuffie.
No doubt. No doubt.
Harrison Butker is like your, he's like your ear sick.
Yeah.
He's your closer.
He's my closer. Yeah. I mean, think about if you didn't have a reliable kicker.
Well, we could. We can go back 10, 15 years ago.
I mean,
should have another playoff win. We had Lynn Elliott.
Right. Well, that's about 30 years ago
now.
But, true. But yeah, I mean, you know, we've all rooted for teams, especially college football fans, where your kicker is just deplorable.
Yeah.
Like, college kickers suck.
So bad.
Like, there's no reason to have college kickers. They're awful at their job. Is there anybody in sports worse at their job than college kickers?
I don't know. That kid for Georgia Tech this week, he nailed it.
This is
no time on the clock.
Did you guys see that CFL kick? Do you guys know about the CFL?
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, if it doesn't go through the upright. Yeah, you did talk about this.
You get a point.
They won
with a walk-off miss.
With a walk-off miss.
Yeah, that's
who's creating those rules? Millennials?
Yeah.
Gosh. Bob hates that
Gen
rule.
Gen Zers or whatever the generation is after the millennials. No, I don't mind that rule at all. I thought we should add it. Like, to the NFL, you get a rouge, man. Get 1 point. Let's go.
That is a dumb rule.
Terrible rule. Not football.
Breaking news out of the Chiefs world today. They've let Ian Book go.
That's terrible.
I kid. They bring back Juju Smith-Schuster.
Somebody's pissed right now that Ian Book's no longer part of this team. I thought he looked good in preseason.
Don't they already have their quarterback?
Well, yeah.
Who is it? Mahomes, Wentz, and then who's the third string?
Is Oladokun going to be around?
It'll be Oladokun, yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to keep three quarterbacks?
Yeah, most teams will. Who's not this year? Someone that I just saw. They just cut someone yesterday. They're going to have... God, I'll have to look it up now. They won't have another quarterback.
Everybody's getting cut.
Today's the day.
Yep.
Today's the day. Today and tomorrow.
The Dolphins will have two quarterbacks. They cut Mike White.
Oh.
Well, I mean, how do you expect to win without Mike White on the roster?
I know it.
Do they still have... What's his name from K-State?
Yep, Skylar Thompson.
There we go. Keep going, Sky.
Tua goes out, which we've seen, and
Skylar
goes out. Skylar
Thompson or from Breaking Bad?
Ooh, I loved me some Skylar. She did it for
me. She was sneaky hot. She got me there.
Sneaky? I don't know.
She wasn't sneaky at all. She was hot, pregnant, because she was angry. She was hot towards the end when she saw Saul go to the car. She goes, if we're in this together, you better be straight up honest with me, Walter. And then he told her he's the one who knocks, and it was like, okay.
Okay.
And it's done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. God, she did it for me, man. I don't know what it was.
So Skylar White or Skylar Thompson?
Skylar White.
Yeah.
Yep. She was a gangster, dog. Like, she put the books together. She told Ted to take the money, and then they sent Bill Burr to his house. And then in that season when Walt's cooking dinner and he's all happy, he thinks the family's back together, and she's like, I blanked Ted. I went, God. I said, I don't know how you recuperate from that, but damn, Walter, that might have made him crazy as well. And then he threw a pizza on the damn roof.
Imagine going from a high school science teacher to Walter White like that. Like,
that's
a big turn.
That's called On the Come, which is a segment that you'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on into this Chiefs season, as we talked about the addition of Juju Smith-Schuster. The Chiefs have odds of the most percentage of bets to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are plus 500. The next closest team is the 49ers. They have 6% of the handle, according to DraftKings Sportsbooks, to win the Super Bowl title. The second best handle in all of betting on DraftKings, Bob's Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet, though. Like, if you're looking to make some money, why are you going to bet the 49ers? There's turmoil there. I just saw something this morning that Trent Williams is like, he's holding out until he gets a deal done, right? Even if it means going into the first week of the season. And so you've got drama there with him. You've got drama there with Brandon Ayuk. You got drama potentially with the quarterback. Is he going to sign? You know, and this is about the year that Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. So I think this is a situation out in San Francisco that's a little kind of messy right now, and Detroit was obviously there at the end last year, and at plus 1,200 or plus 600 for the 49ers, I tend to put my money to the Lions at plus 1,200. It's a better return on investment, and I think they're in a better spot right now because they don't have that turmoil that San Francisco is dealing with.
I have a question that's kind of random. If there was going to be an NFC, and this is tough because I know I'm going to get hated for this, if there was an NFC team that did beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, who would you be okay with? It's got to be the Detroit Lions.
Okay. Anybody else? With?
Yeah, like you're like, damn it, we lost. It sucks. I wanted a three-peat. But at least it was the Lions.
Yeah,
or at least it was the Vikings.
Yeah.
Or at least anybody but like San Francisco and Philadelphia.
Yeah, nobody wants San Francisco or Philadelphia. But if like Detroit does it, like people will like that story.
Yeah.
Minnesota as well could be a good one too because they've never won a Super Bowl and their fans have obviously been starved for one. But no, I think the Lions, like if the Chiefs and Lions play in the Super Bowl and the Lions won on a last second field goal, you'd look at that city in Detroit and feel kind of like we did when we got ours, right?
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I go, you know what? That was us 6 or 7 years ago. damn, I remember how that felt. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Right. It's like one of those things, like when the Patriots are going through their run, like who's a team that maybe you'd like to see, like, us lose to. I guarantee you won the damn Giants.
No, twice.
They had their fun.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't the Giants. Like, if you're the Patriots, you probably would say, I don't know if we lost to...
Because I go on the opposite
Detroit
effect. You know? I love leaning into the heel role, even though a lot of people would say I'm more of a face. But if you ever wanted to just absolutely destroy the NFL and make you the most hated team ever... you beat Detroit in the Super Bowl. So I'm like on both sides. Like, I'm like, yeah, if you beat Detroit, like, here you are burning the world down with a little, you know, gunpowder and gasoline. Whereas, like, you lose to Detroit, it's like, well, damn it. At least they got their first Super Bowl. They beat the best team ever, and they finally got theirs. Now next year, let's go beat them and win another.
Yeah, go beat them again. It motivates you to win a couple more. But I maybe it's me. I just don't grasp it. We are the heel of the NFL right now.
The next best odds for an AFC team to win the whole thing.
I think Deshaun Watson is that guy. honestly. Like,
yes!
The Ravens plus 1,000. The Houston Texans plus 1,600. The Bills plus 1,500. And then Bob's Jets at plus 2,000.
Yeah, the
only
Jets.
Only 5% of the betting. A little surprised at that low number for the Jets, though.
Well Rodgers because I can't think win people, in the playoffs.
Once you have to put your money where your mouth is, you're not putting it on the Jets.
Well, I wouldn't put anything on the Jets. I would just take all the unders for the Jets.
Yeah.
Their win total is probably 10.5. I'll take the under on that. Aaron Rodgers' yardage total, I'll take the under on that. Touchdowns, I'll take the under on that.
Right.
Garrett Wilson, unfortunately, you have a bad situation as well. I'll take the under on that. Yeah. So, I mean, I like I said, again, I'm not trying to piss people off, but if there was one team that you could see like being okay with the Chiefs losing to, I think the Lions are the crowd favorite.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, and that's fine. They haven't won a Super Bowl. Like every year before the start of the season, they always put out the list of which team that hasn't won a Super Bowl is going to win one first, and you look at it, like 12 or 13 teams now that haven't won a Super Bowl. It's a pretty lengthy list, and I always see that Hawaiian Blue Lion. I'm like, boy, if something were to happen and the Lions had an opportunity to win a Super Bowl, I think America would be behind that. We like the underdog. We like, you know, the team that hasn't done it before, the team that gets that first opportunity. And it's just like we were in the World Series in 2014. Everybody was rooting for the Royals. Chiefs make the Super Bowl. Everybody's rooting for Patrick Mahomes. And so when it's new and it's fresh and it's a city that really hasn't had a lot of sports success, America tends to root for that team.
No doubt about it.
They're going to make it harder on you, Dusty. 9.5 wins over or under for the Jets.
For the Jets at 9.5?
They're going to make it harder. Yeah, that's harder than 10.5.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
9.5.
Yeah, I'm going over. I think am I the only one on this show who has them in the playoffs, or?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
I just always think it's good a catastrophic.
I'm just not picking the Jets. I mean, they've proven for 60 years you don't waste your time with them. It's like chasing a girl who has no interest in you. The Jets have no interest in winning.
Story of my life. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented IQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. We wrap this show up with a little bit of fun. We'll ask your opinion as well. 913-586-7965. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
We're back on 96.5 The Fan. That's my bum music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan. Dusty, Bob, Mac. This is what we call Fesco and Dusty on a Monday morning. My dad chimed in, the battery mate of mine. He says, my vote for most important player besides the big three is Karlaftis. So he agrees with Mac.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So Kurt is a fan of Mac Morey. So if you want to go to Applebee's, I'm sure he'll take you there as well. Actually, he won't. I don't know. No. Last time we'll be. He'll probably just grill you like Caribbean jerk chicken and some sides. Yeah,
I'd like to go to Applebee's. How about you just come over to my house?
Yeah, that's what he's. Nah, he's Karlaftis, good answer though. I think that's
so is Applebee's.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm two for two.
Who's the Applebee's of the Royals and the Chiefs?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Thank you.
Great one.
Eating good in the name. I'd say Melendez.
it's still there. It's sometimes good, sometimes not. But for some reason, you still kind of find yourself going there.
Found myself going there in like 15 years.
So maybe it's Zerpa. I don't know.
If you're going to say this guy, this player on the Chiefs or Royals is representative of Applebee's, who would that be?
Like, we don't have them anymore.
Like, for you, it's probably like Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes, right?
Literally. Yeah. And for Bob, it's Michael. Kadarius Toney and Angel Zerpa.
Yeah.
He just doesn't go there anymore.
Yeah.
Like Sorensen back in the day.
Sorensen just there, in a pinch.
Yeah, you don't think about him in clutch, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think the last time I was at Applebee's. I mean, it was kind of had to be a while ago. And was that one you went to? I think I was with Coach Z when he was coaching at UMKC back in the day, or maybe he just got done coaching at UMKC back in the day. And so it's been a while, man.
Yeah, their AC wasn't quite up to snuff. Lots of fans in the restaurant.
Mm.
So. Uh-huh. A little hot.
Two big fans. The Morris were two fans inside of Applebee's. God, they had good honey mustard sauce, though.
Did have a good honey mustard sauce. You can get those Brutuses, too, back in the day. I mean,
that's like the big beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't old enough then. You know?
Yeah. They had like dollar margaritas, I think.
Oh, dollaritas. Oh, it's still a thing, Bob. Yeah. Don't you worry.
At UCM, it was the place to be.
Did you get dollar margaritas yesterday?
Not, no. Sunday, I was like, I got to wake up. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
I just remember in college, it was the night. That's where you went on Thursdays, because from 7, I believe it was like 5 to 7, they had a happy hour. Then they'd have like a reverse happy hour from 9 to midnight.
Ooh, there you go.
Dollar margs and like half price app. So we'd get the like bang bang shrimp and mozzarella sticks and margaritas, just have heartburn for 3 days.
Oh, that sounds just heartburn city or something like that.
You definitely had a tub of Tums next to your bed that night. I can tell you that, Danny.
God, man.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But no, we wrap this show up with what is the popular topics of the day today, which is Juju Smith-Schuster is back in Kansas City. The receiver comes back to the kingdom. Again, the expectations that you need to be realistic with is that he's not wide receiver one. He's not wide receiver 2, 3, or 4, but more than likely 5 or 6. We did the questions earlier. What are your expectations for a guy like Juju Smith-Schuster? Look, 25, 30 catches, 350 yards, a touchdown or two, and some big first down snags.
Yeah, and if you have him on your fantasy roster, that's on your ledger. That's not my problem. And so that's what the expectation that you have to have for Juju Smith-Schuster is. He's just going to be a reliable guy, a veteran piece, a rotational piece that doesn't cost any money for this team. I'm just giving you what I'm hearing from the sources out there about why they brought Juju Smith-Schuster in. You had a chance to make your position group better. You went and you did that today. You gave your quarterback somebody he can rely on. You gave him a veteran presence, and you gave him somebody that's not going to line up offsides, and you gave him somebody that's not going to drop a pass. You gave him somebody that he knows that in dire situations he can look and he can find Juju Smith-Schuster. That's the only reason that he's here. He's a veteran minimum type of player. He's a rotational piece at best for this organization, and he makes your overall wide receiver position better than where it was before you signed him last week.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what last year was, right? It was, continuous drops, lack of trust. They got to a point where after Christmas Day, they're like, all right, the hell with this. It's Rashee Rice, Isaiah Pacheco, and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. That's what we're going to roll with. We're going to trust the defense and move forward with that. JT Noah even said Applebee's slapped in the burger on Thursday. See, I'm telling you, it was Warrensburg, okay? We had that Country Kitchen and Perry Foster's. You didn't go to Perry Foster's because you didn't know if there was going to be an animal in your food.
Oh.
And then now Warrensburg's kind of expanded a little bit more. There's a Chipotle and a Buffalo Wild Wings, praise be. But anyways, were we a little disrespectful to Isaiah Pacheco for no one mentioning his name as one of the key players, not named Mahomes, Jones, or Kelce?
No, I don't think so, because he's a running back.
Yeah.
Okay. And running backs, unless you're Christian McCaffrey, you're just really not relied on this year, or now, I should say, not this year, not just not relied on now. And I think that's a little bit of the false hope that Philadelphia has, is like they think they're Super Bowl winners now because they went out and signed Saquon Barkley. Running backs fall off. Their production drops immediately. I feel bad for Isaiah Pacheco because he's like one of these guys that's never going to make a dollar playing in the NFL, because he's going to finish these 4 years and the Chiefs are going to go, thank you for your service. We appreciate all you've done here and we're not paying you. I mean, it's just kind of the way it goes for running backs.
Yeah, you mentioned Barkley, McCaffrey, and then Derrick Henry would be the one other name that would probably come up with teams like, oh, these are on our top four.
Yeah.
The Chiefs aren't constructed that way.
No, they're just not. I mean, he's a nice little change of pace. You can rely on him. But to me, Harrison Butker is more valuable to this team than Isaiah Pacheco is. I think any team in the the NFL right now would take a kicker with the reliability that Harrison Butker has every single night.
We've completely lost the text line to Applebee's.
Right.
But yes. Also, I thought this was kind of funny. I've always said that people who continue to rave about Kadarius Toney's punt return in the Super Bowl probably have a poster of Christian Cologne on their wall.
But that's okay. but it's okay to appreciate those moments. Like, yeah. Christian Cologne, you don't win a World Series without Christian Cologne. He was at the center of everything. Like, in 14, Cologne scores and the Royals win it. I mean, there, boom. In the World Series in 2015, Christian Cologne was a big reason why in 14 and 15 they did it. And same thing with Kadarius Toney. If he doesn't have that punt return, I don't know that we beat the Eagles in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's okay to admit that. Like, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who's the of the Chiefs roster?
Well, I'm not a ranch fan other than Smokehouse, so that's Kadarius Toney.
Okay. The questions that come up, though, when it comes to the Chiefs roster adding Juju Smith-Schuster that we came up with is, who's in, who's out, what does this mean? I think that there's a possibility now that I think it's a slam dunk door getting closed. Kadarius Toney is no longer on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also opens your eyes to see what Sky Moore's role is for this team moving forward. If we say that Juju Smith-Schuster is wide receiver 5, that means you have Remigio maybe at 6. Ross is probably gone or on the practice squad. And then you have that 7 spot. If they keep 7, it's what, Sky Moore maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to think of where he's come and where he's at, I mean, I think there is an actual legitimate sort of reason to have that maybe there's a chance Sky Moore isn't on this roster.
Right, yeah. There's a good chance Sky Moore isn't. There's a really good chance Kadarius Toney isn't. I wouldn't be surprised if they do the cut Sky Moore, bring him back to the practice squad route.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could have a little bit of trade value out there, being a third-year wide receiver on a rookie contract. That may be intriguing to some teams out there. Maybe you could trade him and get a pick back in return. You also like to have depth. You're going to see injuries over the course of the season. Right. I don't think Kadarius Toney has a spot at the inn right now, and you're probably going to end up releasing him. I don't really think Kadarius Toney has trade value right now. I mean,
yep.
He doesn't have a lineup on sides.
Yep. So there you go. Hardman's on this roster. Didn't mention him.
Right.
He would be that 6th receiver. Yep.
Are you keeping Hardman or are you keeping Sky Moore? Honest question.
No, Hardman.
Hardman.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
For sure.
So yeah, but I don't know that it's going to come down to that. You know, I depends on what they want to do too at the wide receiver spot, right? Like, do you want to keep 6? Do you want to keep 7? Do you want to keep guys on your practice squad? How do you want to go about this business? You know,
I love that we've been doing this show officially for 2 weeks, really unofficially for about a month, and somebody already gets the gimmicks. So Sky Moore is off the come.
Yeah, he is. That's correct. Exactly right. Yeah.
Thank you for being a fan. We appreciate you, 6-2-0. Yep. A lot of people have wondered about Rashee Rice. We went back to reference that. No case has been ever even announced. It's December 9th, so there's no charges pushed against him. All the suspensions that we saw on Friday come from Schefter and all those people's accounts. He is ready.
Alex?
He's ready.
Is
for that.
Is he sniffing around? He's ready for the mic to go
he's
off.
He's so ready, dude.
Yeah.
Under 4 seconds from him coming in the studio today, do that hour-long
show. To get that
show.
Hour, yeah, I'm going to say under.
We'll go under.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I do think that this is one of those moves that Patrick Mahomes said, hey, if we're going to do a three-peat, I need protection. I think this is one of those things where they're going to put everybody they know that can have the trust and everything that goes into this team moving forward. You need guys like Juju Smith-Schuster. And again, we said, what, 25 to 30 catches, 300 to 350 yards, maybe a touchdown or two, and just some big first down snags where it's like when you hear Tony Romo, Bob, say, that's why they
look out, Jim!
That they brought him in here to get these clutch first downs where they know he can catch the football. The Rashee Rice thing, no suspension has been yet announced. There's no court. All those suspensions that came out Friday, they were all because they'd already had court dates and they'd had their sort of fix.
Let's just make it as simple as possible. You had an opportunity to get better. Do you take advantage of that opportunity? Yeah, you do. And that's what they did with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Speaking of taking an opportunity to get better, go do nice things for people today, every day, tomorrow, and in the future, because you never know, it could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay nice, stay safe. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. This is Fesco and Dusty. Coming up next, Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
The
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.